Well, I've just arrived back at Euston Station after a long, long day, but what a fantastic day. I've said this a lot today, but I've never been more proud to be a trade union activist or to work in the public sector. Today has been absolutely fantastic, pretty much from beginning to end. And I've heard a lot of people claiming recently on Twitter that there's been a lot of violence, and I can't say for definite that there hasn't been. All I can say is that if there has been, I didn't see much of it. I saw a few buildings that had some paint splashed up them and a few broken windows, which frankly, yeah, it is horrible and shouldn't have been done. But when you compare that, that's a very small minority, maybe, I don't know, 100, 200 out of an estimated 500,000 people are on that march today. And everyone I've been around has behaved just admirably. And I've met so many nice new people, people who just wanted to show, stand up, come out and protest for something that they believed in. And yeah, so that for me is the is a take-home thing from today, a sense of solidarity. But there are two memories from today that have really stuck in my mind that I'll probably never forget. And the first one was the Strand, seeing abandoned red buses in the middle of the road with a sea of people washing round them. Surreal is really not the word for that experience. Just fantastic, though. And the second one is the sea of people washing past the House of Parliament, going past 10 Downing Street. That's a message from today. The things that were said at Hyde Park, yeah, they were important, they certainly were, but for me, the message from today is that number of people out on the streets. I'm tired, actually, as you probably tell from my voice. But this will be my last one for the day. So to all those who've listened, thank you, and cheers. Oh, yeah, and also to everyone who's taken part, you should be really, really proud. Well, to everyone who's taken part in a peaceful way, you should be really, really proud of yourself. And I'm proud of all our members in Warwickshire and all the Unison members I've met, and, well, all the members from any trade union, really. Anyway, before I ramble too much, I'm gone. Bye.